Illinois survives in overtime at the United Center, winning a Big Ten tournament opener over Northwestern, 74-69, and even with the Illini's leading scorer missing from the extra session.
Not only would there not have been an overtime without Georgi Bezhinashvili, the game might well have been a Northwestern blowout. The big freshman scored Illinois' first 14 points, keeping the Illini solvent when the rest of Brad Underwood's club couldn't buy a bucket.
Georgi was tremendous. We felt like that he got really good looks in the last game we played. They just didn't go down. We wanted to go back at him, and obviously 12 of 15 was something we tried to do tonight.
Bezhinashvili finished with 26 points, including a key steal and layup late in regulation. He fouled out before overtime. By then, he'd bought enough time for Trent Frazier and Io Desunmu to find their touch, including late back-to-back threes that gave the Illini the win. At the Big Ten Tournament, Rick Gregg, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
Illinois plays Iowa around 8:30 tonight. Indiana, Ohio State at 11:30. Nebraska, Maryland this afternoon. Penn State, Minnesota at 6. DePaul's season likely done at 15-15. Losing to St. John's in the Big East Tournament opener, 82-74. Eli Kane fouls out with 23. Louisville whacks Notre Dame, 75-53 out of the ACC. Irish season likely done at 14-19. Ha-ha Clinton Dix may plug the Bears' hole at safety with Adrian Amos gone to Green Bay. The free agent Dix is reportedly meeting with the Bears, an All-Pro in 2016, the end of the year with the Raiders after a trade from the Packers. Cody Parkey's been waived, and the new Bears free agents are running back Mike Davis, receiver-returner Cordarrelle Patterson, DB Buster Skrien, and O-lineman Ted Larson. It takes two goalies for the Blackhawks to conquer Toronto on the road 5-4, and after taking a 5-0 lead, Colin Delia faces a whopping 29 shots in the third period alone. He had no idea he'd be subbing in for an ill Corey Crawford after two periods. 26 saves from Delia helped the Hawks get within 4 points of the final playoff spot with 12 games to go. The Bulls practice for a trip to L.A. Zach LaVine and Otto Porter day-to-day. Josh Liss, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.